MGCB warns BetNow to stop gambling services in Michigan. As part of its ongoing efforts to enforce Michigan's gaming laws and regulations, the Michigan Gaming Control Board has served a cease and desist letter to BetNow.eu, an offshore sportsbook and casino operator that has been targeting the state residents. BetNow provides players with a range of gaming options, including poker, slots, and live dealer games. The gaming platform also offers casino games like blackjack, roulette, and craps, as well as horse racing and sports betting services. The regulator has deemed BetNow's operations within the state as unlawful. According to the MGCB, the operator is in breach of three key Michigan gaming statutes. The first is the Lawful Internet Gaming Act, which mandates that operators secure state approval to launch in the Michigan iGaming market. BetNow does not qualify since only licensed brick-and-mortar casinos and federally approved tribal casinos can apply for gaming licenses in the state. BetNow's alleged unlicensed operations also expose the company to potential penalties under the Michigan Gaming Control and Revenue Act, which classifies unlicensed gambling as a felony punishable by up to 10 years imprisonment, a $100,000 fine, or both. Furthermore, the operator is in breach of the state penal code, which forbids gambling operations where payment is tied to the result of an uncertain event. It is also illegal to accept funds with the understanding or expectation that it will be reimbursed or paid out based on the result of a game of chance. Quote, "This unlicensed operator not only violates Michigan law, but also exposes consumers to significant risks. Our job is to protect Michigan residents by ensuring that all online gambling is conducted legally and responsibly." Henry Williams, MGCB Executive Director. The cease and desist order directs BetNow to stop offering gambling services to Michigan residents within 14 days. The MGCB has warned that if the company does not comply, it will work with the Michigan Attorney General's office to pursue legal action. MGCB steps up enforcement efforts. The MGCB will hold an in-person meeting on March 4 at 9:30 a.m. to address matters related to the implementation and enforcement of casino gaming, online gaming, and sports betting regulation in the state. The MGCB is working overtime to ensure that it rids the Michigan gaming market of unauthorized operators that deprive the state of revenue and may pose a risk to players. Earlier this month, the regulator sent C&D notices to several operators, including BetAnySports, Coolcat Casino, My Dreams Casino, Nonstop Casino, Palace of Chance, XBet Casino, and WagerWeb. However, the MGCB was recently defeated in court by Twin Spires, a horse racing platform it had suspended on alleged breaches of Michigan's Advanced Deposit Wagering, ADW, laws. The judge ruled that Twin Spires does not need consent from the MGCB to accept ADW wagers from Michiganders, and as such, granted a preliminary injunction for the company to continue operating in the state.